Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us comes from Acts chapter 20. That whole passage served as our first reading for today. I'd like to drill down into verse 28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. This is God's word. First of all, happy Mother's Day to you, however you may be observing it. They're all in different places in our lives today, and just wanted to make sure that gets said as often as we can. How familiar are you with George Washington's farewell address from 1796? That's about what I thought. It's often overlooked, but it's a very significant document because in it, Washington revealed his decision to not seek a third term. This marked a fundamental shift in governance, meaning Washington had no intention of being president for life, which he probably could have done easily. He expressed that decision very clearly in this address, and his love for the country comes through in the way that he identifies pitfalls for Americans to avoid. And I'm not going to get into those right now, but when you go home, Google Washington's farewell address, and you'll see what he says. It's amazing. And by the way, this farewell address continues to echo down to the present day. It's read aloud on the Senate floor every year on Washington's birthday, a tradition that dates back to 1899. I'd like to tell you about another farewell address today, which served as our first reading from Acts chapter 20. This was not delivered by a president, but a prominent apostle in God's church, a man named Paul. In this address, you hear Paul's love for the kingdom of God come through loud and clear, and his concern for the church is quite obvious. And his words echo down to the present day as well. Let's see why that is. Now, set the stage a little bit. During his third missionary journey, Paul spent most of his time in Ephesus, which is a city on the western edge of modern-day Turkey. A thriving congregation developed there, and the gospel was preached throughout that region, and Paul then left Ephesus to visit all the churches that he had planted on a previous journey. And he decided then to return by ship to Jerusalem, and during the voyage back to Jerusalem, one of the ports that they stopped at was Miletus. And while he was there, Paul sent a messenger to Ephesus, which was only about 25 miles away, to call the elders of the church of Ephesus to come meet with him. Why? Well, because he believed he would never see any of them again. As you might imagine, in a situation like that, he had a lot to say. And he said a lot of that in the first reading for this morning. And a whole sermon series, really, could be developed on this one passage. In this passage, Paul expresses his heartfelt hopes for the Ephesian church. It's easy to see how greatly concerned he was that the Ephesian church remained faithful. So today, let's look at three things Paul shared with the elders in his farewell address that can help us in our faithfulness as well. The first point is in verse 28. You just heard it before. Pay careful attention to yourselves and all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. Now, truth be told, the Ephesian elders would already have known they were supposed to tend to the flock and guard it. So what's Paul saying? Well, do you see what he did? Paul tells them to pay attention to themselves first. and then to watch over the flock and tend to them. And there's a very important reason he does this. There's always, always a danger for those who serve the Lord to get so busy and involved in the logistics of serving that they neglect their personal relationship and walk with God. And as a result of this, it's easy to become spiritually weak, it's easy to fall into sin and become ineffective doing ministry. And so, if you are serving in any ministry, whether here at St. Mark or elsewhere, please take Paul's words seriously. Pay careful attention to yourself. If you feel like you're running on empty, if you feel like you're running on fumes, you must stop and refuel. You cannot give what you do not have. No matter how hard you squeeze a dry sponge, no water is going to come out of it. You have to stick that sponge in water, let it absorb the liquid, then you can squeeze it out to good effect. So, for your own sake and for the sake of those you serve, you must stop, put your sponge into the water, you must send your bucket down into the living water of Jesus and His words of life. And this takes intention, this takes time, yes, and it is non-negotiable. I know your list is long. I know you love to work in the kingdom, but listen, it's okay to stop and refuel. And not only is it okay, it's necessary. It's necessary for you to soak up the gospel goodness of Jesus, because if you don't, you'll have nothing to give. And you'll just feel dry and squeezed. And so it's no coincidence that about 10 years later, when Timothy was overseeing the church in Ephesus, Paul gave him the very same advice. In the letter of 1 Timothy, Paul wrote, "Keep a close watch on yourself and your teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers." Second point Paul shared with the Ephesian elders comes later in verse 32. He says, "I commend you to the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up." In this farewell address, he points them to the Scriptures. Now, Paul says this because he knows he has to leave the Ephesians. He would no longer be there to teach them as he had done in the past, but they would always have God's Word to guide them, to build them up, if they would study it, if they would deal with it and put it to use. This power source, God's holy word, would enable them to remain faithful. And so, if you want to remain faithful, create sufficient time to study the Word of God. Actually read your Bible as often as you can. Let God speak to you through His Word. Remind yourself that this is the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up, as the Apostle writes. There's a song that I sing with the preschoolers. It goes something like this. Don't read your Bible, forget to pray, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. And you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. And you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow grow, grow. It really is that simple. We need this word of grace. We need to know that we're loved by God totally and completely in Christ. It's the same principle as before. If you're not actively absorbing the gracious love of God in Christ, your faith will atrophy like an unused muscle. Or in other words, it will shrink. The third point from Paul's farewell address wisely points the Ephesians to the one who will enable them to do all this. Because let's face it, so far there's been a lot of heavy responsibility placed on those listening to the apostle. You can almost imagine one of the Ephesian elders sitting there wondering, okay, if the success of God's kingdom depends entirely on our faithfulness, what is the assurance that we're going to succeed? The answer to this ultimately is recognizing that this is God's kingdom. Our confidence is not placed in ourselves, but in God. We're urged to faithfulness. That's right. But it's His faithfulness that matters most. And that third point is embedded in the beginning of verse 32, which says, "And now I commend you to God." It was God who had purchased them with the precious blood of Jesus. So it follows that if Christ has purchased His church at such great cost to Himself, do you think that He will leave its fate to be determined by the changing hearts of human beings? No way. Not at all. He will see to it that His church endures. His faithfulness moves Him to grant all the spiritual gifts the church needs for service. His faithfulness sends the Holy Spirit to each believer. His faithfulness called the elders in Ephesus, and His Spirit enabled them to feed the flock chosen for them. It was through these works of God that the Ephesian church had grown into a thriving congregation in just 3 years' time. And you know, really, the same is true of St. Mark Lutheran Church in Chesterland, Ohio. For over 6 decades, you've seen how faithful God is to provide and preserve and protect us so marvelously, despite our weaknesses and our sometimes faltering faith. There have been moments of overwhelming joy here. And there have been moments where the question may have been, will we survive this? In His faithfulness, God worked to sustain, to bless, and to build. He's absolutely done that here. And He deserves our deepest thanks. Now, there is, of course, more that needs to be done as we move forward as a church. A growing number of our members have a sincere desire to make caring connections with people in our community, thereby showing them Jesus. There's many people here who want to do that work of reaching out, of showing and telling. Will we be able to do this well? If we look for answers in ourselves, the best we can say is, I hope so. But being commended to God and concentrating on Him, we're able to say, He is faithful, and He will do it in us. Thanks be to God. Would you please pray with me? Father, with your Son and Holy Spirit, you sent your apostle, your servant Paul, to minister to so many. And today we see his farewell address to the elders in Ephesus, preparing them for the work that they will continue after he's gone. Encourage us by these words. Help us to see that you have made it possible for us to be faithful to you in all things. Send us back into your word, that it would be our very life, that your Spirit would accompany your gospel words and point us to Jesus, who has loved and saved us so fully. And Lord, work among us. Help us to always be strongly encouraged by the fact that this is your church. It's your mission that asks us to reach out. And you will not leave us high and dry, ever. You will always provide for us. You will always give us precisely what we need to do your work your way. And so make us bold to simply step out in your name and to serve our neighbor in love. We ask this all in your name, Lord Jesus, with the Spirit, with your Father. Amen.